You're with SBS Radio.
Kasama natin ngayong umaga si Abigail Villanueva, accredited practicing dietitian from New South Wales. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Abigail.
Hello, Annalyn.
We're here today. We're going to be talking about nutrition. When you say nutrition, is there a right or wrong nutrition?
Well, the key message here is it's all about balance. It's pretty much all fresh produce is nutritious and it's nutritious food, but it's all about the processing. So how we cook it, what ingredients such as oils or even fats or even cream, what we put in the food makes it not as healthy or a little bit healthier. But it's all about moderation, knowing what everyday foods and what are sometimes foods.
So it means that the fresher the food that we eat, the better.
Yes, so and it's less processed and you know what's going into your foods when you cook it yourselves.
So does it mean there is a right and wrong food for us?
No, everyday foods, what should be included are eating your fresh fruits, your fresh vegetables, different types of protein such as meat, chicken, even fish as well, or even tofu, but then also including carbohydrates like the rice and breads and cereals. But it's okay sometimes to have that piece of chocolate or a little piece of lolly, but it's in moderation. So having that kept to sometimes and not every day is the key message.
So yung dami ng pagkain natin ay mahalaga ding isipin.
Yes. Yes, especially especially on the Filipino plate. We, even in an Australian plate, we tend to eat too much. And what our portion of the plate is usually made up of, mostly half the plate is usually some type of meat, like adobo or minchado, and then the other half will be rice. So it'll be 50-50 on your plate. But the usual, what we should be usually eating is to add some vegetables. So 25% of the plate should contain your ulam, so your adobo or minchado or caldereta, and then 25% will be your rice or your potato. But then we need to add the vegetables, so 50% of your plate should be made up of vegetables, be it chop suey or even adding,
fresh salad?
Yeah, fresh salad on the side. So if you have grilled meats, maybe you have some ensalada talong with tomatoes, cucumbers. But it's including those vegetables as part of your meal because a lot of the Filipino dishes do lack in some vegetables as well.
They said that we should also watch out for our dairy intake.
Dairy intake, so not necessarily. So dairy is great for calcium and protein, especially for our bone health. But if we're eating, three serves of dairy a day, that's quite fine. But it's also where the sources of dairy come from. So I'm not talking about ice cream or cream or other mousses. I'm more talking about milks, yogurts, cheeses, those types of sources of food.
The amount of food that we, in particular Filipinos, eat are mostly with kanin.
Yes.
Oo. Maybe because mga Pilipino sanay na marami ang kanin at pwedeng konti lang ang ulam. How do you manage that?
So a lot of the clients that I do see that are Filo, it is a bit challenging because it is a habit that we've been brought up to eat more rice compared to the ulam because that keeps us full. But in reality, when we eat too much carbohydrates, too much of the rice, or especially at nighttime, it's not doing us justice in terms of health, like, because we're not going to be using that energy. And the vegetables that we do put on our plate will provide us with different fiber as well, keep us fuller for longer. It's lower in kilojoules, but it has different vitamins and minerals that do play a role. And we need to start changing those habits and trying to lessen the amount of carbohydrate, the rice in our meals, and adding those vegetables as part of our meal as everyday life.
So it's more of the quality of food than the quantity, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's both. Both do play a role because as Filipinos as well, we do tend to go towards a lot of, I guess, the package sauces or to make, I guess, like even adobo or even minchado or lumpia Shanghai, we tend to go towards those packaged pre-seasoned sauces. But we, in reality, we already have those ingredients in your pantries, such as fish sauce. So like adobo, you can have fish, soy sauce, and then vinegar and garlic at the basic. You already have those fresh ingredients at home. You don't need to put those seasonings that have added preservatives and MSG that and are high in salt that we don't really need to put in the meals. That doesn't help here.
In Australia, one of the challenges for in looking after our nutrition is overeating. How does it affect our body actually when you overeat?
When we eat too much of what we actually need, it does store to fat. It stores as fat. And coupled with a lot of Australians don't move a lot as well, that can store as fat. So we need to have the right portion, but also it's as important to keep moving it and exercise.
So it's the right kind of food and exercise. And
portion size, yes.
Yeah. How do we make sure that we get the right nutrition that we need, aside from looking being aware of the right kind of foods that we eat and the quantity?
It's also about looking at your habits. So do you snack a lot? So is the reason why you're snacking, is it because of boredom or procrastination, or is it just because it's that time you wanted to eat? So looking at what you're actually doing with the food, and then establishing, are you really hungry? Do I need to snack? And also establishing when you actually are eating, when to stop eating, when you're actually truly full, because sometimes we continue just to eat, just one, because we like to eat it. It's just really nice and it brings food memories. But then two, we just need to finish the food on our plate. But listening to our bodies and seeing when we're actually truly hungry and truly full are the keys into good health as well.
I know that nutritional advice depends on the age and the activities that we do. But in general, what should a person think about when it comes to right nutrition?
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's all individual advice for different people and different amounts. But generally looking, as I said, it's the portion, what you're having on your plate, including there's always vegetables, 50% vegetables, and then some sort of good carbohydrate, be it a good whole grain bread or even some rice that's whole grain as well, and then a bit of lean protein, so be it chicken and beef as well, and even the fish. So fish, oily fish is great at least 3 times a week. But we have to be also conscious, especially with the Filipino, how they cook, is how you cook. So is it deep fried? So changing the cooking methods does play a big role as well. So having more stir fries or more baking or a bit stewing instead of deep frying or using too much oil in the meals as well.
Nowadays, almost everything is available online. But what can you advise about online nutrition advice that are available anywhere?
So online nutrition advice, there's some good advice and there's not so good advice. So be wary about who's actually giving the advice. Look at their qualifications to see if they are a dietitian. Look at if it's coming from a credible source. Also look at, are they being sponsored? Do they have a supplement or some sort of book or even a diet they're actually promoting? Be wary of that, because not all the advice you get off the internet is true. So look for the ones that are titled accredited practicing dietitians. Those are the ones that you should be looking more into and taking into account than those nutrition gurus out in Instagram or Facebook as well.
You yourself, as an accredited practicing dietitian, if people are interested to get in touch with you, how can they get in touch with you?
So I have my own business, Nutrition Simplified. So that's in New South Wales in Bella Vista. You can go onto my website, www.nutritionsimplified.com.au, and Yeah, you can look from there. And I do have my Instagram and Facebook as well.
And it's important to really get in touch with a nutritionist and dietitian, isn't it?
Yes, it is. For specific individual advice, go see an accredited practicing dietitian. You can go on the DAA website, da.com.au, to look for accredited practicing dietitian near you, just because we need to look out for specific health conditions that need to have tailored advice to that individual.
Thank you very much, Abigail Villanueva, accredited practicing dietitian.
Thank you very much, Annalyn.
Pakinggan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.